Down in Shattuck, can I help you?
Hi, is Ron in?
Speaking.
Hey, Ron, this is Sam at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Good. How are you, sir?
Hey, not too bad, not too bad. I'm with the underwriting department over here. Your file got passed along to us. Just needed to give you a sort of a quality control call to make sure we're all on the same page here. Did you have a couple minutes to go over the file?
Give me a second.
Sure.
Hold on for a second.
Oh, I need to put your name in here first. What's your name?
R.A.M. Ram.
What is it?
R.A.M.
R.A.M. Oh, Ram. I should have remembered that. Sorry, boss.
Okay, let me sign. I am to take my call. You can leave that seat here.
What's that?
Leave that seat here.
What is this, sir?
Yeah, I'm on the phone.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Hello?
Hey, Rob, I'm still here.
Yes, sir, sorry.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, perfect. So, bear with me here. I'm going to be confirming a few things that we have on file.
Sure.
Okay, so I have the name of the business as Landra Petroleum Corporation. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. And you guys are doing business as Devonshire Exxon?
Correct.
Okay, excellent. All right, and then I have you as the 50% owner of the business?
Correct.
Okay, and is it Usha?
Yes.
The other 50%?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And how long have you guys been in business over there?
I think we are since 2007.
Since 2007. All right. Okay. And then I just kind of want to confirm the numbers I have here as far as your sales go. I have for 2015, you guys were right about $1.8 million. Does that sound right?
Looks, yeah. Correct.
Okay. Do you know what you did in 2014?
I don't remember my head, but I sent the text on to you. If you give me a minute, I can check out.
Yeah, if you could, that'd be great.
Roughly, I can tell you, but I don't have the file with me. It should be more than 1.8 or 1.7.
Oh, okay.
But it should be more than that. Around this figure, I think so.
Okay, I can work with that. Do you know what you're tracking to do this year?
We are doing good. We will do more than that.
Oh, you're going to be over. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, all right. And then I'm looking at my notes here. You've been working with Patrick over here with us? Is that...
Sorry?
Have you been working with Patrick?
Yes, correct, Patrick.
Okay, I'm just pulling...
Oh, it means your representative is... Oh, yes, his name was Patrick.
Okay, all right. I just got to pull his notes up, all right. So I'm seeing that he has down here that you're looking for somewhere between 25 and 50,000. Is that right?
Yes, depending, yes.
Okay, now, could you walk me through what you are looking to use those funds for?
Mostly inventory, more staff, more payroll, and some minor improvements in the store. Mostly inventory.
Okay, all right. Improvements. All right. And what type of return do you see when you purchase inventory?
Give me one second, please.
Sure.
Hello? 27 to 28%,
something
like this.
Oh, okay. Okay, perfect. Perfect. All right. Now, on the 25 to 50 that we're looking for, is that pretty much the range? Is 25 the minimum amount and 50 the maximum amount?
Yes.
Okay.
And what we are looking for, to be more specific with you, it depends upon how much is monthly, weekly installment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And did you have any idea of what type of term you would be looking for?
Actually, Patrick told me it is 2 to 3 years, but you usually prefer to make 2 years. He told me like this, but it is your choice. If you make 2 years or 3 years, it is up to you.
Okay, yeah, the programs, they go up to 3 years. Typically, for first-time borrowers, I usually see the ceiling coming in around the 24-month range. So for the first time around, I think 2 years would probably be the max that we can do. Now, what I will do is I will shoot to get you approved for the longest term possible, and then we can kind of work backwards to see what makes the most sense as far as what your monthly output would be and total payback would come to. We're still a couple steps away from that. I'm just kind of want to figure out exactly which program we want to apply you for.
Okay.
Now, as far as the time frame for this, ideally, when would you like the funds deposited into your account?
Maybe within a month, or I can tell you the date whenever convenient.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, I see that you have the loan through on deck right now. I'm looking at the notes on the balance on that. Does $12,500 sound right for the on deck loan?
Correct.
Okay. All right. And is the other on deck payment, that's a line of credit that you have through them?
Yes.
Okay, and do you have any idea what the balance is on that line of credit?
Maybe 9,000, something like this.
9,000, okay. And how much is the line of credit approved for?
10,000.
Oh, for 10,000, okay.
But otherwise, I want to more specific about you, that we are paying $4,400 a month. That is installment every month.
Okay, that's combined between the loan and the line of credit?
Both.
Yeah, okay.
So, to be simple with you, we want that it's a chunk of money going every month.
Sure.
And our mortgage which is with the Unity Bank, it's $3,200, $3,300, maybe you see in the statement, is about $264,000.
Okay, you say it's about $233,000?
$264,000, I think. $264,000 is the mortgage.
Oh,
$264,000,
okay.
In New Jersey.
Okay,
so we
sure.
are paying a lot of money from the business to pay this deck. So that is the reason we are looking for 2 years.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. And I think to give you a little initial feedback here, I think what the best program that we would have for you would be to get you the cash that you're looking for right now for your inventory and your, you know, improvements, operational expenses, that sort of thing, but then also refinance you out of that on deck loan. So, you know, the goal here is to get you, you know, a monthly output that's, you know, manageable for you.
But
so a lot.
I appreciate your view. I agree with you. But the point is that there is no waiver of interest for that money. I agree with you. I appreciate your view. That
uh-huh.
if we pay them, right, $12,000 is not a big deal. But the interest they have already charged us.
Are you talking about the on-deck or the Unity?
No, all-deck. On-deck.
Okay.
So, right. But I will consider your point too.
Yeah, and the reason that I say it is some of the programs that we have are going to require that we take over the first position loan. So right now, currently on-deck would be the first position as far as working capital loans go. But if I can get you approved for a full payoff loan, we might be able to find something that's going to actually work out a little better for you. So as long as you're open to seeing what the options are, I'll go ahead and put it together for you.
Okay, now
have you gone to On Deck to see if they have any additional funds for you?
Yes, they are sending the email, they are calling, and to be frank with you, more open with you, we want a longer term. That is a 9-month term. That is the money is going fast.
Oh, okay. No, that's good information. So they're offering a 9-month term for you, but that's just not long enough. So we want to go longer. Okay.
So that $4,400 we are paying every month. I can go get through, but this money is going very fast. That is the reason I'm looking for other options.
Okay. Yeah. No, that actually helps me a lot as far as what I want to try to get in place for you. Now, have you gone to Unity to see if they have anything for you, like a line of credit or anything like that?
Oh no. What happened? The American government or whatever federal you call it.
Sure.
Unity Bank is now they have limited the area of their operation in New Jersey only. And we took the loan in 2007 for $440,000. And now it is $264,000
only. Sure.
And we are looking to refinance somewhere locally.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Now, I think I have a pretty good idea of what I want to do for you guys, or at least try to get the approval. Now, I'm looking just a couple things to run by you, and just kind of for your own reference as well. I'm not sure if Patrick went over it with you. I'm looking at the credit report right now. I have you coming in at a 685, which is, and then looks like Usha is a 677. So you guys are right about the same spot. It's just under the national average. What I would say to you guys is you guys both look like you have a little over 70% of your credit line being used up. Now, typically, you want to keep that number below 50%. And just moving forward, if you're looking for other financing, things like that, it'll serve you really well to get that down to that level because your score is going to jump up. Do you follow me with that?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I just want to give you a little advice there. But I think I have all of the information that I need right now to go ahead and submit you for our programs. What I'm going to do is give the green light on the file to go for the approval, and then we will have either myself or Patrick reach out to you tomorrow to go over the amount and term that we're able to approve you for.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Did you have any other questions for me, Ram, while you got me on the line?
I just want to apologize yesterday that I tried to contact you, but I dialed a wrong Patrick number. I thought it was...
Oh, okay. No problem. We got it all under control.
Keep on dialing. I made a mistake. I'm sorry about it, and that I could not speak to you yesterday.
Okay, no worries. We're on top of it, and we're going to move the file along. We should have some sort of answer for you by tomorrow.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Ram.
Thank you. Bye-bye.